Well, Battle TV chef and restaurateur George Colombaris yesterday announced that his company Made Entertainment would be entering into involuntary administration. It comes after a tough year for the company that saw him pay back some $8 million in underpaid wages. But he says delivery services like Uber Eats are to blame. Eva Blackmore has the story.
Former MasterChef judge George Colombaris' restaurant empire was placed into involuntary administration yesterday, with almost all of the 18 venues operated by Made Establishment ceasing trading. 12 fine dining restaurants and the Jimmy Grant's souvlaki chain are due to close, but his recently acquired frozen yogurt chain will continue to operate. The decision concludes a tough run for the company and its employees after Colombaris was found to have underpaid around 500 staff by close to $8 million in 2017. The restaurant group was ordered to make the large contrition payment as part of an unprecedented deal with the Fair Work Ombudsman, in addition to a $200,000 fine. However, Colombaris denies that it was this huge payout that contributed to the closures, instead blaming the rise of delivery services like Menulog and Uber Eats. Michael Bradley is the managing director at Mark Law, a law firm specialising in employment issues from both employers' and employees' perspectives.
Clearly it's endemic in the restaurant industry, and it's an anecdotally well-known fact, and now the evidence substantiates that pretty common knowledge that underpayment of employees is and has been an endemic problem in that industry, and now it's surfacing.
Michael explains that there are two reasons that restaurateurs like Colombaris aren't often reprimanded for things like wage theft. One being that the law is simply very complex when it comes to pinning corporate liability on directors, making it extremely expensive and difficult to pursue legal action to carry out those consequences. The second reason, he says, comes down to the acceptance of white-collar crime in Australia.
The other reason is that wage theft has never really been treated in Australia as a matter of seriousness, and like a lot of white-collar crime, doesn't have the sort of gravity attached to it in the public mind. Robbing a servo would. So there's a sort of societal disinclination to take these things as seriously as they should be taken.
Vanilla Tupu is an employee of Sydney mega hospitality empire Merivale, which was found in 2018 to have been underpaying its workers by $129 million over several years. The company, owned by pub baron Justin Hems, was not ordered to backpay employees thanks to a legal loophole that ensured employees agreed to the award wage they were being offered before they signed their contracts. However, as someone who signed on to that contract herself, Benilla says that the fact that pub and restaurant owners are still able to get away with wage theft is inexcusable.
I think there's absolutely no excuse for underpaying your staff. Even though people think that hospitality seems like an easy job, it's not simple, it's not straightforward, and it can be really taxing. And the fact that the people who are working in his businesses have not been paid properly is just, it's criminal. I mean, like, literally it's criminal.
Vanilla says that she believes the problem is endemic in the system, which is built to protect those who are at the top on the backs of those who work hard at the bottom.
When I found out that I was a victim of wage theft, I wasn't surprised, because the companies that are doing these are the perpetrators, have so much power, and they're all in the pocket of other powerful people.
Colombaris has responded by Instagram post, stating, "The last few months have been the most challenging I have ever faced, and I am so sorry. All of our collective efforts have not proved to be enough. I'm gutted that it's come to this." Employees will be paid all entitlements owned, the administrators have said.
That's Eva Blackmore with that story.